Eureka Academy Night Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Marshland Credit Union, Cunningham Jewelers, and by V Pizza. And now, here's your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are here on location at V Pizza on St. Simons, where we will be each and every Wednesday night, 7:30, for the entire 2022 season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show, sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Marshland Credit Union, Cunningham Jewelers, and by V Pizza. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick.
Hope everybody's having a good week. It's not raining.
It's not raining. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes. Basic snakes on that one.
But we did leave the irrigation on at the school, if anybody was wondering. My wife went out there the other day and was standing about ankle deep water in practice field. I was like, what in the world?
Oh, no.
And so we got it turned off.
Okay.
I about went and cut all the cables, but then I remembered poor Tony this summer trying to get all the irrigation patched back up 90 times while we were doing all the construction, so I didn't cut them. So
he was
happy that I didn't cut it.
Well, thankfully it has been rain free. It has been upper 80s in the temperature, so hopefully it's drying out a lot of that that caused the difficulty a couple weeks ago. I was thinking about this on the way over. You and I, as everybody listening knows, you and I sit down every Sunday night and have a little chat about football.
We do.
And it's pretty soon after you sat down with the coaches and select players and looked at the film from the previous Friday night's game, which means that a lot of the times when we sit down on Sunday nights, the nerves are a little raw, if you will. Especially understandable when you're watching the film of the 63-13 loss to your one of your arch rivals, John Millage Academy.
Right.
With the benefit of three extra sleeps and a little bit more film and wake up workout time, are we feeling any better about what happened last Friday?
What happened? We have to improve on what we did from Friday and get better. Take it and be constructive with it and go to work. You know, that's what I've told the kids all week. We got to go to work. We got to get better. You know, only way we improve is to go work and work hard and get good reps, get good snaps every single time we go out there. So, you know, we're dealing with a lot of things. We don't have a lot of depth. We got a lot of youth. We got a lot of inexperience, you know, and got a lot of those things that are going against us. So, I know that. So patience is a virtue right now. So trying to be patient and understand what we got going on is a challenge. Once when you won a state championship, played for another one and been there and done that, and you want to stay at that pinnacle all the time, to rebuild and reload, it's just a little bit of a challenge. But, you know, we've got a good group of kids and they keep working hard. I think we got a chance to, you know, recover the back end and still be region champs. That's our goal, be region champs and finish in the playoffs and give ourselves a chance to get a couple more weeks in the playoffs where we get more experience. And if the ball bounces the right way a couple times, we could be in the middle of it and play for another state championship.
Looking back at my notes from Friday night's game against Sean Millage, and I really just am still just amazed how quickly the momentum changed, because that first offensive drive that y'all had, the first defensive drive, John Millage doing John Millage kind of things, but that first offensive drive that you had, it really looked like you were putting together a good drive, and then it just kind of fizzled right outside of the end zone. I think that if anything can give you at least something to build on, that look, we were this close to making that competitive after two drives.
Yeah, you know, and I talk to kids about that. We got to have some intensity and energy. We had our opportunities right there. We got to go make some plays. I thought we did a good job of getting people in one-on-one situations and our guys capitalizing, and we didn't finish the drive. We've got to do that. We make a few mistakes here and there up front, but at the same time, you know, I think our guys, you know, the biggest thing I took away from Friday night was our intensity and our emotion and us playing like we've created a culture that we've had in the past where it don't matter how bad it gets, you just keep fighting, you know. And I thought we didn't fight a little bit early on. We played a little shell shock, and then in the second half we started playing, you know. But for us, you know, it's one of those things. Get shocked early on, but don't be in awe for a whole half. Get ready to go. Battle back. And I think we'll learn from it. That's something you got to do. And we've been through that experience now. We had it last year. I think somebody said it at halftime. I think it was Hamp said it. Guys, this is a lot like Long County. You know, we got shocked in the first half, and then we battled. And so maybe we build from that going forward, you know, and our guys prepare. You know, I thought yesterday's practice was really good. I thought today's was like a roller coaster. It was up and down. It had its moments when it was good, and it was moments when we were just awful. So, I mean, there's nothing I can say anything to sugarcoat it. At times, we looked really, really good, and at times we just didn't look like we knew what we were doing. But, you know, we added some stuff on offense, and I think that we keep going. We got a chance to execute some things Friday night, and we'll be pretty good. I think going into it, I told them today at the end of practice, we need to clean it up. Tomorrow's Thursday, clean it up, and let's go execute.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Going back again to the just Friday night a little bit longer before we move on, turn the page and start looking at Clinch County. You had a couple of really very, I hesitate to say typical, because nothing is ever typical when you hand the ball to number four, but kind of a couple of big prototypical Jordan triplet runs there during the game, you know, amounting to the scoring.
Yeah, I mean, he made some guys miss. He hit one up the middle up in there and took it off. You know, we got to lean on him. We put a lot on him. I think we tried to target him 7 or 8 times and handed it to him almost 28 times. So, you know, we told him a couple weeks ago he was going to get a lot of targets. He's got to be able to tote the load, and he's got to be able to play. But, you know, also our guys that on the outside, on the perimeter, we got to have some good supporting cast, take a little off of him every now and then. And we had done that in some of these games, and now we're going to have to be able to spread that a little bit. Jordan's going to have to be able to run the ball. But we got to go in and execute. We got a really tough test coming up. But I thought Friday night, you know, overall, a pretty solid game. I think he ended up with 110 yards rushing, and he had 75 yards receiving. So I think he had 185 yards overall on Friday night.
I noticed that on the kickoffs, both teams were angling it away from the actual kick returners. Was there something that y'all saw? Was this something just avoiding the playmakers in the background, or was this, did you see a chink in the armor on the coverage that y'all have done in the past?
We just try not to kick it bay there deep and let them outrun us at times or hit a crease. So for us, you know, I thought the first kickoff was executed perfectly by Connor with that squib. We almost was able to get down there and recover it, and then the other times kick it down perfect right where we wanted to in the corner. And so, you know, those are some of the things you try to do. You try to pin them into a corner and limit their returns. And then I thought their guy, that's what they did in all the films we saw. They kicked it short and high so no one could get a return and then go play defense. Their defense is pretty good. So, you know, it's the same thing that we would do.
More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
V Pizza is your new home for great food and fun. Located next to Harris Teeter on St. Simons, V Pizza only uses quality fresh ingredients and imports most ingredients from Italy herself. Kids eat free on Monday, and Thursday is Fletzy Night, 50% off pizza and $1.50 beers. Live music on the weekends, all-day happy hour every day, 6 TVs with NFL Red Zone so you won't miss a play. V Pizza, 912-771-1919. Online at vpizzassi.com. Look for specials on Facebook.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Duke here with you on location from V Pizza on St. Simons. This segment brought to you by V Pizza and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. There, I said it right this time without tripping over my own two lips there. And of course, that means checking in on the health of the team. How are we looking on the injury front, Coach?
I think we're in pretty good shape. Sam's about 100% now. Vic's still rehabbing. And I think we're just nicked up, bruised up a little bit. But overall, Hayes got a little bit of a bum shoulder, but he needs to get a little, he'll have to get it wrapped. I think, Fuller, maybe a little knee, and then Jordan, he's got a little bruise on his chest there. He's got a little bruise. So he's
probably also got a slight concussion from Mary Ford knocking him upside the back of the head for muffing his her snap. And he walks away as I say that. Y'all make sure to give him some grief on that.
But
Here he comes.
But I think other than that, just, you know, it's the typical middle of the year. You're beat up, nicked up, you know. Like I told the kids today at practice, if you're 80%, you're 100% at this point because everybody's beat up. And that's the nature of the beast in football, you know. If you're 100% healthy, then you're probably not going hard enough in practice. So, you know, I think everybody's nicked up, beat up, and sore. So we got to work through it. And, you know, so far, so good. We're almost as healthy as we've been.
You always talk about, you know, pretty much every season that you and I have sat down and talked about, you talk about how you expect a team to be developing throughout the season once you get to that back end. Is this team at or near where you expected them to be in development, or has the fact that we have had to cancel a game in three quarters impacted that?
I think we're still searching for a lot of answers. We're playing a lot of kids. I mean, we've been rolling a lot of freshmen in. They get a ton of reps, you know, even in practice, going against the varsity guys and not just doing scout. They're running our defense against the other team today. You know, I bet our younger kids probably got 20 snaps in going on like first D. So, you know, we're trying to get as many reps as we can with our guys to get them in and develop them. You know, they're still trying to figure out things, understand terminology. You know, we've still got a few mix-ups here and there, but for the most part, you know, I think we're coming along pretty well. We got a couple more weeks before it really starts to count. And so just keep working as hard as we can and get it all in. You know, I think we've done a pretty good job defensively. I've tried not to do too much, staying two fronts on defense, not to do a ton of blitzes. We're going to have to get to blitzing a little bit more. We're going to have to slant a lot just because of our size. You know, we're going to have to slant, move the front because we can't stand in there and battle somebody toe-to-toe just because of our physical size right now. Offensively, I think Coach Higgins done a really good job of putting guys in spots, making mismatches, and getting angles on things. So, you know, understanding what we're doing and formation people, we're doing a lot of trying out formation people, and as we do it more and more, it's going to become second nature. Right now, some of the formations are new, but guys have done a good job so far.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You touched on a little bit about Coach Juergen and the offense. I've noticed that it seems to be a you know, little chunks here and there, different things getting added to the traditional Frederica repertoire, if you will. You brought back the power eye. We saw a little bit of the Cherokee and the Apache, the Wildcat formations this past week. But we're really seeing a lot more of what I heard one college coach refer to as the extra long handoff, a little bit more of the drop back and pass it out to Jordan right around the corner. How much of Coach Juergen's experience at Berrien has he brought into the Frederica repertoire?
I think he's done a really good job of understanding what we do and understanding our limitations up front. You know, really is right now is we got a lot of inexperience. I mean, we had three sophomores and a freshman up front today. You know, everybody's yelling something, but I don't know if they all understand what the other guy's talking about, you know. So, you know, it's one of those – and here's the thing. They're going to get better. I have to tell myself this every week. We're starting to understand it. We're getting better and better. But, they're, you know, somebody gets nicked up, and we're trying to rotate them in. And so I think over time it's going to be one of those things that it's just going to be – it's going to be really easy. It may not be that easy all year this year, and we're going to have some bumps going through it, but I think they've done a pretty good job of trying to adapt. I know that he does a really good job with our quick passing game, getting the ball out fast. I'm trying to get it down the field. You know, if you can't block somebody for 3.5 seconds, you better get it out in 1.3. So, you know, we try to get it out of there as fast as we can. And, you know, he's done a good job of spreading the field. Putting Jordan in different places, I'd just line him up, and we just try to run downhill and hopefully fall forward for a yard or two. But he's done a good job of moving everybody around. He's got everybody mixed in. I think we have a good balance on offense of run pass, where I was probably a lot more run oriented at times. I know I talk all that big jazz about spreading it out, throwing it deep down the field, but we run the ball a lot, you know. But I think he's done a really good job. I think the kids are figuring it out. They're starting to understand. And I think that's just the big thing is the learning curve. You know, it's a lot different from playing middle school football to high school football. The speed of the game, understanding the game. And you got some 14-year-old kids going against 18-year-old men. Some of them got more facial hair than I do. So, you know, as we get going. So, you know, that's just what it is. And so you got some advantages and disadvantages in areas. And right now, you know, when we look at it, we watch them like, okay, what matchups can we win? And there's a lot of times we all looking at each other in the room and they're like, I don't know. We flip a coin on this one maybe, but you know, that's what we have to do, and that's what we've been trying to do, and he's done a really good job of trying to maximize our potential to win a matchup.
Even in the lopsided loss, we saw some good performance and some really good catches coming from several players, including Quan Vaughn, Hayes Carter, and Blake Holloway.
Yeah, I thought Quan had an outstanding catch in traffic. Going in there on the slant early on, caught it, had a guy all over him, and he had steel hands. He caught it. He did a good job. He attacked the ball and got it. Blake did a good job catching the football. Hayes, he's done a lot better. He's done really well catching the football on the flats, turning it up, getting it up the sideline. You know, early on, I give him a hard time. I call him Stone Hands. Beginning of the year, now he's starting to catch
right
it. And then today, he only had one arm, so we're throwing it to him out there, and we're like, Hayes, what are you doing? Get here. And he's like, Coach, can't move my arm up there right now. It's still pretty sore. So he was taped up and trying to catch everything with one arm. So a little bit comical of practice, but I thought he's done a really good job. And Hayes has done a good job blocking. He has to go up in there and block a lot on Friday night. A lot of people, and we started rotating him and Hamp now. So Hamp's going to get some rotations at that A-back spot that we run. So take a little load off of him, and I think those two guys will do a really good job.
All right, so new nickname for next Friday night, Stone Hands. Got it. All right, we'll be right back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Are you looking for a better way to bank? Hometown people that you know? Look no further than Marshland Credit Union. Marshland Credit Union is here to help, no matter if it's a mortgage, car loan, or even finding financing for that boat you've always wanted. 7 convenient locations in Glenn and surrounding counties, checking, savings, you name it. Marshland Credit Union wants to be the answer to your banking needs. MarshlandCU.com, 912-279-2000. Marshland Credit Union, a better way to bank.
Guys, it's time. The kids are headed back to school and football season is here. What better way to celebrate than with a new watch from Cunningham Jewelers? They have a great selection of Seiko watches, from Patty Divers to Radio Sync Solar watches, and even a few classic options too. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Doak. You are on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's with us, where we are every Wednesday night. This segment brought to you by Marshland Credit Union and by Cunningham Jewelers. So let's turn the page on John Millage, thankfully, finally. Take a look at this upcoming game this Friday night, taking on Clinch County. Now, this is not the first time that we have played Clinch County.
This is the first time.
Oh, it is. What was I thinking? What's the one that we played in 2018?
Charlton,
okay. All right.
They're very similar. They've won a lot of state championships. They have a really good football program. Very similar.
All right, so tell us a little bit about Clinch. What can we expect? Are they more of an even attack? Are they more ground and pound? Are they going to create a show on turf? What we got?
They're going to ground and pound it. They got some guys up front that come off the football on the O-line. I got some good skill kids on the outside. They'll spread you out and run up in there. They got a really good running quarterback. He does a good job. He can throw it down the field. He's got some athletes that can go get it. So we're going to have our hands full. You know, we got to go play hard up front. D-line's got to play tough. Linebacker's got to scrape. Secondary's got to stay over the top of everybody and play the ball. You know, they do a good job. I watching one of their films, and I was looking there. I think they've won 7 or 8 state championships in their time, and they're just a really good football program. And we have to get ready to go. I think they're ranked number 2 right now in GHSA Class A. So, you know, they're another really good football team that's coming in here, and we got to get better, and we got to go play them, and we got to execute. I think if we do some things right and put some pressure on them, you know, maybe some adversity, put some adversity on them, then we get a few big plays.
You talked about the youth and inexperience on the line that you are experiencing right now. Let's talk about the linebackers, though. How are they going to stack up against the running attack from Clinch?
We can't overrun it. You know, I think that's one of the things we got to be able to shuffle well and then attack alleys. We talked a little bit about that today, just understanding what our lanes are and where we're going and fits. You know, I think we get in such a hurry sometimes that we overrun it because we feel like we're not going to get there, and then all of a sudden we run by it. So today was more shuffle, keep you square, keep your outside arm free, take everything on with that inside, get your fit, make the play, do your job. You know, outside backers have to do a good job of reading tackles. Got to watch these wings this week. I mean, there's a lot of keys that go into it. You know, I know people watch a lot of football and go, oh, they just, oh, look at that, they threw the ball out here. We're reading a lot of things, and our safeties have to do a good job too this week. So we're going to have a lot of motion. They're going to put some guys in motion. And we just got to be able to go play and hopefully read our keys and then put us in the spots we need to be.
Maybe it's just me imagining things, but it seems like as the season has progressed, we're seeing a lot more, or at least a little more, of legwork coming from your new starting quarterback, Sutton Ellis. Are we going to see him channeling his inner Stetson Bennett IV this weekend, or is he going to be more slinging it out there?
he's got a few things. He's got a few wrinkles in there for him to run the ball. You know, we got to keep everybody honest. You know, that's the one thing. If we can attack with 11, puts pressure on defenses. You know, we faced one last week with John Millage, with their quarterback, attacked with 11 guys. You know, they were able to attack us with 11, so you got to be accountable. The good news is it's not a ton of split reads this week. Last week we had to work on split reads with John Millage. It's not as many. Well, I won't say as many, but I don't know if they've got but one split read we got to look at. But for the most part, we have to be good on option assignments when they get in certain formations, you know, and then we have to be able to flow to the football. And that's the biggest thing we talked about on defense this week, is pursue the ball, you know, offense. The objectives have still stayed the same, stay on blocks, pursue the football. So we've got to do those two things really, really well, and we got to play with some emotion, some intensity. We got to go out there and turn it up and get ready to go. The kids got to go play and love the game. Just go play and love the game. Have fun and don't go out there and think of it as a job. They got a lot of stuff. They got a lot of life ahead of them when they go to work and be like, man, I got to go to work this morning. This ain't work. This is fun. They got to go out there and understand that.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And, yeah, let me go ahead and just echo what you just said, this whole thing about adulthood. It's a trap. Turn back while you can, guys. Seriously. All right, so we talked about Sutton on offense. Let's talk a little bit about Sutton and the rest of the defense on the corners. They seem to have that ball-hawking mentality that you and Coach Barnes have always tried to instill in the defense. What kind of stack-up do they need to make against this Clinch County team to make a difference this week?
Well, we got to take the deep ball away. They're going to throw it deep. They stretch field vertically. I know they got two guys that can really run and jump and can come down with football. They're very athletic. They block. They're physical on the edge. You know, so our corners have got to turn everything back inside in the screen game. We talked about that, having outside leverage and playing through it. So Blake and Rico and those guys, Wyatt, whoever's in there, Rashawn, whoever's got to go in, they got to be there. And then our safeties have to fly. They got to play in the alley. They got to play fast. We got to get inside and out. We got to go make tackles. And that's going to be a challenge. You know, they're going to use their speed to run to the edge and to the perimeter, and we got to be able to contain it and hopefully attack these hips and quit tackling high. We tackled a little bit too high Friday night. We were up around the shoulder pads. We got to be around the hip, hitting people in the hips and then wrapping up. So, you know, if we do those things and defensively don't blow assignments, we got a chance.
So you look at college football scheduling versus high school football scheduling, especially, more specifically, Frederica Academy football scheduling. We know there's not a lot of cupcakes on the Frederica schedule. Is it going to be just a matter of, you know, getting to the region play before we get any, I hate to call it this, but any get good games or any get well games?
They're going to be tough too. So, you know.
I mean, we're talking about St. Andrews for one. I mean, come on.
Listen, I don't take anybody for granted. You know what? I deal with teenage boys every single day. You don't ever know how they're going to respond.
And a teenage girl.
That's true.
And
yes.
A teenage girl.
Yes. But teenage girls seem to be a lot more calm than boys. I don't understand.
What kind of a presence is she in the locker room during halftime? I just have to be curious.
I'll tell you what. She's pretty cool, actually. Marion Ford does a really good job of keeping composure, because there's sometimes we lose in the locker room. I know that seems weird, but
no.
Like this past Friday, you know, it was one of those things, guys, we got to go out there and play and get after it. And, you know, sometimes we start drawing stuff, and you can see Mary Ford, the wheels are turning, like, what are they putting on the board up there? What are they, like, you know, she's seeing us draw the plays and telling everybody with the keys, but she's outstanding. She's so cool. And she's always, coach, what do we need? What do I need to do? Do I need to do this? Do I need to do that? Whatever, you know, and she's just an outstanding teammate to all these guys. And she's out there every day. She stays the whole time, even when we're done with special teams early. She stays out there and brings water. Got a football. She sets everything. She does all of it during the whole time. So big contributor to her. I think she's going to be really, really special sometime down the road. She's got to be in the weight room, but she knows that. She hurt her leg early on and lost a little pop because of soccer. But I think down the road she's going to be a phenomenal kicker.
I was going to say, how many more years until we see her in a cornerback?
I don't think your mom's going to let me put her in a cornerback. If that happens, I'll get me in trouble.
We can dream. All right. Thanks for joining us for the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Please come out to Beanie Pizza on St. Simons and join us every Wednesday night at 7:30. We have a blast here at the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show. Jeff Doak signing off. See y'all under the Oaks against Clinch County this Friday night.